You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome to the second hour of Prime Time. You missing the first hour, you can download that, the Fan Podcast, at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. In the news, coming up in 30 minutes.
Hell nice, yeah. Wait, am I doing that, or are you doing that?
I'll do that. Hey,
okay,
hey,
I love it.
Sit back over there, mister.
All right,
hold up.
All right.
We got the club. We'll have to revisit Smokey the Bear, probably, right? We still have that on the table.
What are you talking about?
Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
We still...
Buck, do you have the final...
Did you find a nicer Sam Elliott?
Oh, no, I stopped at the end of the show on Wednesday. Was I supposed to be doing more with that?
Yeah, well, we'd like it if by the end of the... maybe
only
during the club
tonight...
Only
you can prevent wildfires.
We have
these... That was a pretty good one.
The best side-by-side?
Yeah.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
And see, we need one that doesn't have back... ground audio, because that sounds like a commercial.
And how am I supposed to procure that from one Sam
Call
Elliott?
Call Sam Elliott.
Yeah. Do you have his number?
No.
Dude, I'm calling Boss Man Hera. I'm tired of this.
Yeah, roll some heads. Okay, well, no.
Dusty Circus on line one.
We would like you to have at least them side by side so we can compare.
What do you mean by side by side?
Like, just have them both ready to go. That's it.
Like, well,
you already have them. Just play them.
Oh, okay. I can keep playing them. That's no problem.
The setup is to see
can prevent wildfires.
The setup is to see if Suit can tell the difference. Correct.
Yeah, that was what we were going to try to do. Is play it.
So then I got to find some ambient music to put behind Patrick to make that work.
We'll revisit this in the break.
Beef fajitas.
Fajitas. I like how he says fajitas.
I told you, dumb bitch.
Oh, by the way, we announced today that Dusty Hare is our new program director.
Oh, yes. That was the highlight of hour one. Had him on the show.
Yep.
Asked him some hard-hitting questions.
Yep. He's leaving the show.
Made him spill the beans.
He's leaving
the
show.
He is leaving.
Danny needs a co-host.
Danny and friends coming your way, my friends.
Yep.
A lot of people suggesting a Hunt for the Host redux.
Dude, I've wanted to do another Hunt for the Host since I got here, simply because the year that I won, I had to listen to Rashad, Keith, and Luke tell me that I suck.
Why did they tell you sucked?
Because, I don't know. Because they're just being hard-hitting judges.
Dude, do we need a 30 for 30 on the behind the scenes of the Hunt for the Host? And all the backstabbing and hate and
fighting? They were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
I didn't know any of this.
I want to be a judge.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe Dusty, our new boss, will...
Everybody wants the power.
Maybe he'll bring that back.
Yeah, maybe. So that's the cool news. And like I said, you can catch that on Fan Podcast, tanandthefan.com, Odyssey app. A little Major League Baseball booty bump here.
Yeah.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. I woke up in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep. And so I like grabbed my phone and I flipped through it. And the Angels announced that Mike Trout lands on the DL.
Oh, no.
The injured reserve list.
Isn't he hitting like 180?
Something like that. I think I've seen in the last 4 years with a minimum at bat, he might be one of the lowest war guys in baseball.
What happened to him? Did he just get hurt all the time?
I think that's it. I think his body is just shot.
So he is...
they say he's got a...
179, dude.
He's got a bone bruise on one of his knees, and he's supposed to only be out the minimum 10 days. At least that's what Ron Ice Washington says.
I love that guy.
Who doesn't love that guy?
I'd play for Ron Wash.
Without a doubt, I would play for Wash.
Trout's 33.
He's got 5 more years on that deal.
Wow.
$37 million a year.
Oof.
Guess what? He is the second highest paid player on the Angels.
First being Ohtani?
No. They don't owe Ohtani money.
Yeah, they trade it. Wait, really? Oh, are they still paying the, what's his nuts? The third baseman?
They're paying Rendon.
Anthony
Rendon.
He makes $38 million
a
year.
Oh, my God. Does he even play?
No, he does not.
Plays less than Trout does.
That's $75 million on the book for two guys that don't play.
And he hates baseball.
Yeah, and Rendon says he hates baseball.
Didn't he retire?
No.
You can't retire.
No, don't retire.
That.
You want that money.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, he played 5 games this year and then went on the DL. I think it just gets to the point, you know, they moved Mike Trout over to right field to try to alleviate some of the pressure on him. The problem is they have Jorge Soler that they rescued from the Braves.
Can you tell me, like I'm four, why moving to right field is so much better than center field for injuries?
I think it's less ground to cover.
Okay.
And less, you know, balls in the gap are technically your responsibility as a center fielder. I don't know.
Okay.
And the problem is they can't DH him full time because Jorge Soler is there and his defense is atrocious.
So Trout is 33. He hasn't done much of anything since 2022, he hit 40 home runs.
19, he won an MVP, his third.
Yeah, 3 MVPs. 2022, he hit 283 with 40 home runs and 80 ribs. And he only stole, like, one base. Did he used to steal?
He did, but I'd be interested in young, healthy Mike Trout in today's base stealing game.
Young, healthy Mike Trout, the most steals he had was 49. He was a 30-30 guy.
That's 49's not bad.
No, but he never really, I mean,
yeah.
After that was his second year, or that was basically his rookie year. After that, he stole over 30 twice in 10 seasons.
Yeah.
12 seasons. It's weird. I thought he was, I don't know.
Are we still in the Hall of Fame train with Mike Trout?
Oh boy, that's interesting.
I think the answer is yes.
He's
like
Hall of
the greatest
Famer?
WAR ever or something like that.
Yeah, his career WAR is still like 80.
Guess his number of hits.
I'll bet you he has
15 seasons.
2600 hits.
2345.
Wow. Bros, 1,667
wow.
hits.
For some reason, I thought he was past two.
How many home runs?
He has over 300 home runs.
He does have over 300, but does he have...
356.
387. Yeah.
So he could get to 500.
Batting average, 297. I don't know.
His batting average is 297, and he hasn't been good for 3 straight years.
Deal says the Angels need to go out and sign Joel Embiid.
Have 150 mil on the books for 3 players.
Basketball's Rendon and Trout.
There have been a lot of these. Who in sports has had the most absurd contract to injury?
In baseball or in sports?
Sports. There have been a million of these. Embiid's a great one.
I mean, I think Embiid is kind of running the show here. But Ben Simmons isn't all injury.
He's not that great.
He's not that great. He's just a first overall pick. And his isn't all
but he
physical
never
injury.
I mean, they call Anthony Davis street clothes for a reason.
Yeah, Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Kawhi, big one. Yeah.
Yeah. But I got a hot take on that. I got a hot take on that.
Chandler Parsons was that way forever.
I mean, Trout, Griffey.
Well, Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, maybe one.
That's number one.
Guaranteed contract.
He's only played, I think we said yesterday.
He tore his Achilles, and then while recovering from the Achilles, tore it again.
Since they signed that deal, I think he's only started 19 games for them.
And thrown less touchdown passes?
I think is what it was.
I think it's like he has more games started than touchdowns.
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's take a look.
Let's take a little gander. You know, you don't see it in the NFL a whole lot.
Somebody said John Wall.
John Wall. Well, that's because when they shipped him out of town, he was like, cool, I'm done. I don't want to play anymore.
Okay.
But I'm not retiring.
Cleveland Browns.
I mean, outside
He started Deshaun Watson has started 19 games. He is 9-10. And he has, look at that, 19
times. So technically I'm wrong. Outside of Deshaun Watson, you don't see it happen in the NFL because there aren't guaranteed contracts. That's why Deshaun's number one, because he has a guaranteed contract.
Yeah.
Baseball's guaranteed. Basketball's guaranteed. You know, Griffey made a lot of money in Cincinnati for not playing a whole lot.
That's true. What did he make there?
He made more than he made in Seattle.
Griffey in Cincinnati's a good one.
That's a great one.
Trout's making more money, though, so it might be Trout. I mean, I think the winner is Deshaun Watson with a slice of Joel Embiid. Embiid
might DeGrom never... in there at all?
No, because he's got two Cy Youngs and, you know, an outside Hall of Fame chance.
I feel like there's some pitchers out there for sure that have cashed in and they just never play.
I think most of DeGrom's contracts are like 2 years, 85 mil. You know, he doesn't have the Garrett Cole 10-year 350.
A buddy of mine texted me, but did you know that Ken Griffey's still getting paid by the Reds?
Yes, I do know that. Did know that.
He gets a like, I don't know, $3 or $4 million a year.
That's great.
Still.
That's great. Did you see he had the official winner pick from the Masters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Since 2020, Jacob DeGrom starts by season 12, 15, 11, 6, 3, 6.
And make him $35 million a year.
He's not playing a lot for those contracts.
Somebody brought
DeGrom's a good one.
Josh Hamilton.
Hamilton's a great one. I mean, anybody that got signed by the Angels around then.
I think you got the winner in Griffey when you look at the amount of money that they've spent on him. That was 2000. He went there for $7 million a year. They're still paying him, dude.
Rendon's pretty spectacular, though, because it was off the back of like one great season on a World Series run with the Nats. And then Griffey at least like...
But he didn't do anything in Strasburg.
No, I know he didn't, but at least he I don't want to say he earned it by what he did to get there, but Griffey had so much greatness before that, whereas Rendon, like, I don't know, feels like he had a couple good seasons, turned it into this thing, and then just disappeared.
I mean, I was going to support that. I was going to say Strasburg, he won the MVP, but Rendon was probably number two in the voting, and then I just realized Steven Strasburg made like $275 million off the Nationals and retired the next year.
And there's another one, Strasburg. He's always hurt.
And he's a World Series MVP a number one overall pick.
He came through, but he was always hurt. I'm looking at Griffey in Cincinnati. Boy, I didn't know that he had he was better there than
his first
I remember.
His first like 2-3 years are still like 40 bombs.
Well, he hit 40.
We got to hit 600 somehow.
He hit 40 in 2000, and he was there longer than I remember too. But there was a year, 2005, 301 batting average, 35 bombs, 92 RBI.
Where did he finish on the MVP?
That year, he won 24th.
Dang, was that just
steroids, dude.
The year of the greatest players? What year did you say?
2005.
Oh, that's a Bonds year if I've ever heard one.
Hell yeah, it was.
Little baby Buck rooting on little...
Hell yeah, man.
No, it was actually Pujols that year.
Oh, okay. Oh, they won the World Series that year, I
believe. Pujols and Andrew Jones.
I believe they won the World Series that year. All right, we'll keep this MLB booty bump going. When is it time to panic? We'll get to that next. In the news coming up.
Yeah.
So stick around for that. Your fill-in newsman will be here.
Hell yeah.
Taking tips from the pro. Looking at bad contracts.
Can I just tell you?
Boy, you got one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's bad.
It's a great contract.
It's a great contract.
It works for both parties. But I just wanted to point out, and I don't know that we ever talked about this. We've alluded to the fact that Shohei with the Dodgers, what is it, $800 million?
I didn't know it broke down like this.
Yeah, we've alluded to the fact that he has a bunch of deferred money, but the breakdown is wild. So that dude, so Shohei Ohtani is making $2 million a year, cash. I mean, that like on their as far
on their
as base
payroll.
Salary.
Yeah.
And he will make $2 million a year with the Dodgers. Right now he's 29. He will make that until he's 38. Beginning at age 39, Shohei Ohtani will then make $68 million per year for 10 straight years.
So he will turn 50 and be unemployed. Basically turning 50 and not get a paycheck.
He'll turn 50 and will have just collected $680 million over 10 years.
On top of, I mean, I think they said he made $150 million last year.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, what he's already put in the bank.
Yeah, he made $150 million last year, too, from the Dodgers.
Now, of course, remember his interpreter has bet a lot of that.
Well, yeah, wait until some of those ePay futures hit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, does he still get to own those futures?
No, I'm guessing.
Can you argue that I still?
But
own
dude,
those?
That's really smart because right now he's in California. You know, depending on where he lives and his tax situation.
Well, that's the thing. That was the whole conversation. And even Gavin Newsom has stepped in and kind of said, hey, we're going to look into this. Because the whole thought is that right before that contract kicks
in,
he goes to Tokyo.
That's right.
And does not pay United States income tax.
Exactly.
I mean, I would do that. Would
Dude,
you not?
That is the greatest contract.
Or he's got a home in Texas.
Whatever.
In Florida.
I, that's the greatest contract I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever.
That's.
I mean, it's also the biggest ever.
Yes, that's great. I mean, one could argue Deshaun Watson's is the greatest contract of all time because you don't have to do anything.
Well, it's quite a ripoff. Well,
depends on who you are.
Well, I mean, what do you get? 230 over 5 years or something?
Yeah, and you don't have to do anything.
Well, you do. Well, you have to go to court.
You have to tear your Achilles.
That has nothing to do with your contract.
You have to get
though.
A few massages. No, Shohei's a better contract.
I was really surprised. Joe and I talked about this on the Hot Corner Tuesdays, 7 to 9. You know how sports leagues are all copycat leagues, you know, everybody sees something, we're going to repeat that, et cetera, you know, like the big three in the NBA, that is one of the biggest copycats you can ever find. I was very, very surprised that more teams didn't do the Dodger way. It makes me think that other teams in other markets don't view it sustainably.
What do
like
you mean?
Juan Soto.
Not everybody can do. They've spent like $400 million.
I know, but Juan Soto on the Mets, Gary Cohen or Steve Cohen, he has so much money. I was just more surprised that you didn't backlog that contract.
That more teams aren't doing the deferments.
The deferments. And same with Vladdy in Toronto. Like Toronto's trying to be big spenders. They're always in on whoever the big free agent is. But Vladdy, no. All that money is right up front each year. I was very surprised that more people didn't go the Shohei route. Because it's not just Shohei on the team.
Well,
it's Yamamoto's that way, Mookie's that way, Freddie's that way.
Not every player wants that. You know,
I mean, a lot of guys want their money right now.
Guys want to get paid. I would say that the one team that did something that seems to have kind of started a new trend was the Braves.
Yep.
When they had the Acuna and Riley,
Ozzie Albies.
They signed a lot of those young guys, particularly the guys from Dominican or Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
They come here and they see dollar signs. They want to cash in right away. And I think a lot of GMs take advantage of that.
Without a doubt. It's an economic thing.
Ozzie Albies.
They come from nothing.
You know what Ozzie Albies, and now he's been kind of in and out of the lineup too.
He's had a rough couple years.
But his contract, they gave that dude 7 years, $35 million.
Yeah.
Total.
Ronald Acuna makes like $16 million a year.
Yes. But to Acuna, he's like, oh my God, I just hit the lottery. To the Braves, it works because you can now afford to keep all of mm-hmm. these guys. They've done that. I know a lot of other teams are getting smarter about that with signing their rookies early. I thought the Mariners with Julio did a pretty good contract.
It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's longevity. I mean, he can cash out a lot more than an Acuna can. His cash out is like 280. Yeah.
His was 12 years, 210.
Oh.
But there's
bonuses and incentives that he can hit along the way.
Yes. But with the potential that he showed, now it's a little bit of a risk because if he flames out, you're like, oh boy. But you saw his as much as I bag on him, I think he's a little overrated.
Sure.
But he's not overrated. I think he just He's got some holes in his
swing. The hype machine is larger than the player machine.
But he's an immense talent.
Without a doubt.
And so when you see that at the age of 20, you lock that up, and it's the faster you do it, the less you pay. And so I think it was really smart. You knew he was your franchise guy. You knew you had to keep him. Mm-hmm. So they did it at a pretty nice number, palatable.
He's their best prospect since Alex Rodriguez.
Hey, did you... Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Do you know that the best or the top pitching prospect in the Mariners organization pitches both ways? He's a lefty and a righty.
Yes.
Did you know this?
I did know this.
Gerangelo Saintia.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And apparently is pretty good at it.
He's great at it.
Throws like 92 plus with both arms.
And
I think he's in high A right now.
He will switch like mid.
Yeah, you have to declare.
Yeah.
When a batter comes up, you have to declare.
How cool is that going to be when he gets to the bigs?
I mean, is this what we keep seeing? Is this, you know, Travis Hunter offense and defense? Shohei Ohtani?
The A's had that dude that did it for a little bit, Pat Venditti.
Yeah.
That was probably now 8 or 10 years ago. So it's been done, but it's super rare, and I have to think it's an asset.
It's been done by, like, relievers who are mid-shelf relievers.
Yeah.
But, you know, now we're seeing dudes at the big time being able to kind of do multiple stuff. All right, that is MLB Booty Bump. It is time for In the News. Are you ready, Rob? Are you going to be my street reporter today?
I'm going to be over here shaking my knee because I'm just so nervous. I need it to go well because I'm not orchestrating it today.
Yeah.
As the newsman, I'm merely a contributor, so I'm going to be a little nervous.
You'll be fine. Okay. Here's Buck with sports.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
Well, we're having fun so far.
Yeah.
Is everybody having fun?
I like fun.
That's what matters. We having fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's all
right. Everything's computer.
I got Guardians. Guardians on the tube behind you, Rob. 1-0. Carlos Santana with a dinger.
Screw the Guardians. Although I don't hate you as much as I hate the White Sox and the Tigers.
See, I hate the Tigers and the White Sox. I hate the Tigers and the Twins.
Mm.
The Twinks.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
I've always respected the Twinks.
And I've always respected the Royals.
You know, we have a new boss who's a Twink.
Is he?
That's what they say. Fakink, fakink. I mean, I wouldn't know, but they call him the fan twink, Dusty Hera.
All right.
You're being led by a twink. How do you feel about that?
Dusty Mandalay Bay, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. All right. Well, it is May 2nd, 2025. It is time for In the News.
Yes.
I'm your fill-in boy today. One day I will become a fill-in man. But I am a man of the people, just like my hero and role model, Isaac Rob.
Thank you. Feels weird to be on In the News and not be doing it.
Who was once a guest on his own show.
Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
Today is National Space Day.
Bye.
Something
Space Force.
Something cool you guys might not know about me. I really, really want to go to space.
Big space guy?
And not in like a Katy Perry way. I want to like be in space for like a week.
Why?
It's just something that fascinates me. I think it's the aesthetic, the view, the stars.
What would you do for a week?
I don't know. And that's probably why I'm not built for it, because I think these people are like military trained to not like go psychotic. But I don't know. There's just something that fascinates me about like sci-fi movies. And I saw 2001 when I was a kid, and I just thought it was the craziest thing in the world. And I feel like going to space would be the most unknown thing you could never prepare for.
So if they shot you into space, and let's say you're just cruising along in your little spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Would at any point, like, because you said a week, so let's say you're cruising along for 3 days, and you're just like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. At any point, do you just be like, you get kind of bored and grab a book and not even look out the window?
Probably. Oh yeah. I mean, the idea of like being in a hotel around the moon, I think would be really cool. Or on the moon.
What? A hotel? Oh.
Like if they built a hotel on the moon?
Yeah, but I'm saying like, wouldn't it get, like you're saying a week, I mean... What are you gonna see? Like it's just space.
And that's cool. That's cool.
I think that's what I'm saying. I don't know. That's why I'm so fascinated by it.
It might get kind of lame.
It might get kind of lame, but you might get kind of crazy. Like, what is this? This is the ultimate test of your psychosis.
I think the coolest thing would be just the no gravity thing.
Yeah,
where you could just kind
of. What if you could take like 5 or 6 of your friends, like have a little space party?
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Like that a boys be, trip.
Again, but then...
We're not going to Tuscany, Rob. We're going to the moon.
But I'm guessing at some point, you're up there, and you're like, well, why are we doing this up here, guys? Why don't we just go down to my garage?
Fair.
You know?
Fair. It is also National Sauvignon Blanc Day. I know you're a big white.
Sauvignon. Here's another thing that's happened to me as I get older. I'm moving more into the whites.
Where does the Sauv Blanc rank on your white?
I like it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the, I don't really discriminate.
Sure. Good is good, bad is bad.
I don't like a Chardonnay.
Better nice, than a Chardonnay for sure.
A nice, buttery California Chardonnay.
No, not my thing. I'm actually really, this is going to, I mean, I'm sorry, but preemptive apology. I'm into rosés. I like the rosé.
Don't be afraid.
I think it's a great
you
little wine.
Freaking bitch! It's probably the most ultimate time and place.
Because these bitches be high maintenance. Like, I'm going like, tomorrow.
When it hits, it hits.
What?
The rosé.
Yes! Yeah. Oh my God, yes!
I think champagne is like that, too. I think people drink too much champagne, but if you don't dabble in champagne a lot, I think the right place, right time, bam!
No,
I'll
show
great.
You my boobs. I will never have champagne by itself. I only drink, like, mimosas or something.
Yeah.
You know? Do you ever just drink champagne? I mean, maybe a toast.
But. Yeah, yeah. I have a really good friend of mine. She loves opening bottles of champagne.
Really?
Yeah. But that's it. I don't do it at my house. We have, for some reason, my
it's
wife and
I. It's very classy.
For some reason, my wife and I, we have like 7 or 8 different bottles of champagne that we've
Well, the tough thing about champagne is if you're not prepared to drink the whole bottle, like you can't just cork it and put it back.
And drinking
the
whole bottle between two people is a lot of
it's a lot of sugar and a lot of bubbles.
And that's why it's best for mimosas with a group of people.
Correct.
Because then you can just kill a bottle in it.
And then put a little bit for color. Yeah. Well, we've lost a local legend.
Oh, no.
We have lost a local legend.
Big Sook?
Not Big Sook. Not yet.
And it makes me sad.
Do we know if he's alive?
I don't.
I've not gotten a signal from Sook.
I haven't either.
Should have hit him up on the WhatsApp?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that what the kids do?
Is he in bed right now? Let's see. 4:30, so 9. Did you say 9 hours?
I think it's 9 hours.
9 or 10, depending on...
Yeah, he's partying. Oh, he might be home. I mean, I don't know. I wonder when he flies home. Anyway, sorry, who died?
It would be, she was a mother and a television star, Tilly the Otter. at the Oregon Zoo.
We talked about this yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, dude, come on, man.
Dude, I don't know. I don't listen to your show every day.
Why not?
Because.
You should.
You got better things to do.
Yeah, we talked about old Till.
Oh,
I mean, to be fair, you showed up with the TriMet Barber news on Tuesday. Oh, that, you did it on Monday. True.
I did look at Buck's like little descriptions on the podcast, and I was like, cool, they didn't talk about Tilly.
We had Tilly on there. Well, she's a legend.
She's a legend, and I want to talk about her. My wife and I, the otter is our spirit animal. We use the otter as an I love you to each other.
What? Oh.
I like how Buck got it there and you're looking at me like...
What does that mean? A spirit animal.
The otters, they...
Is this like astrology?
Is this because they hold hands when they float off at
sea? You got it, dude. Yeah. They hold hands when they sleep on their backs.
Did you know they do that?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. They're cute.
We think it's super cute. They're also some bastards.
They're mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They will like rape other animals just to get them away.
How do you declare a spirit animal? Like, what does that mean?
We feel that the otter represents our bond as a relationship.
Dude, really?
Yeah, man.
That's stupid.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
But why is that crazy?
Well, it's not.
Why? Because I love my wife?
You do you. Well, I love my wife. Maybe tonight I'll go home and I'll be like, hey, babe, we need a spirit animal.
Yeah. Or a representative
nice
of your relationship.
Yeah, she'll be like, you're a snake.
Yeah.
Pig.
You're a cow, then.
Pig and a snake. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Milwaukee butter hug.
I can't tell you how embarrassed I am.
The butter hugs are a spirit animal. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
I can't tell you how embarrassed I am that you did this yesterday.
Oh, don't
This is the low point of my career.
Oh, we do this all the time.
I'm calling it.
It'll get lower. Yeah, no,
you still got time.
Yeah, you got plenty of time. We had Tilly, but you know, Tilly was what, 16?
16.
And she was beloved by so many.
Yeah, was she the one that shot the basketball?
Or, no, like, I think she was a river otter. I think it was one of the sea otters that shot the basketball.
You're right. Never mind. What's the coolest thing at the zoo? You guys been at the zoo lately?
No.
Yeah.
I hate zoos.
I go all the time.
Yeah.
Concept is really sad to me.
No, I hear you. Sook talks about that a lot too.
Well, we talked about this a little bit. What I do appreciate about the Oregon Zoo is it seems like, I mean, I know zoos in general may not be everyone's favorite thing, but it seems like they are helping out lives of animals that were not going to make it otherwise in a lot of cases. And so we were there last weekend and we saw the new baby elephant, which was just cute as can be.
Ooh, yeah. What's her name?
Tula.
Tula.
Little Tula.
See, and that's where that works. Like, there aren't many elephants rolling around this world. We should probably do what we can, but I don't know if we need otters.
Well, and there are times, too, where I've gone before and just seen the adult elephant standing there in their pens and been like, that looks like no fun,
that looks
man.
Terrible.
You say you don't know if we need otters. Did you know the story of Tilly?
No.
So Tilly was found on the Tillamook.
Hence the name Tilly.
And she was abandoned and had been attacked by another animal. She was going to die, Patrick. And yet, so to Buck's point,
yeah,
putting her in a zoo allowed her to live 16 great years, whereas otherwise in the wild she was toast.
I suppose that's true.
A little weenie.
Now I'm sad. Yeah. I just made myself sad.
But that's a good way to think about zoos.
Yeah.
Just think, and it's
just
not
think
all
we're
the
saving
animals.
Them.
Just
yeah.
Think, yeah, you're giving them a life that's good that they wouldn't have.
I guess I can't help but think of a cage.
And Oregon of all places is as like.
Oh, dude.
Animal and cause conscious as anywhere.
I'm sure
so
the Oregon Zoo is one of the better
zoo
run
doing
zoos.
It the right way, it's probably
well. I'm, yeah, I am guessing the people at the Oregon Zoo are elite animal handlers.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure they
like
are.
Like elite because we're just so into animals.
Did you guys talk about peeing in jugs?
We have talked
Ooh,
about
it's been
that
recurring,
story.
But not for a while.
Is there a new?
We've got an update.
We have Ooh. A new victim.
We have an update on piss jugs. That's next on In the News Primetime Today. The Fan.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Sticking here with In the News.
Correction, by the way. Tilly, our beloved late otter friend,
mm-hmm.
She was found on the Johnson Creek, named after Tillamook.
See, roaming reporter, man on the streets. You can host or you can
my facts.
Be the stat checker.
Gotta get facts right.
Gotta get facts right. An update to a story. It sounds like in early April, I believe it was, residents in Northeast Portland were finding jugs of urine dropped off in their house.
Not in their house.
Well, in their yards, right? In their yard.
No, it was in the. He put it in the recycle bin.
He has returned.
Yeah, so he got somebody
else. He's got somebody else.
Well, he got a lady recently.
Some guy named Alex has a video of him wearing a mask, pulled over the side of his house wearing a mask, and dumped them in the recycling bin.
Wait, he drove them there?
Yeah.
Okay, where do I see this video?
K2? I found this on K2, yeah.
Okay.
And of course, it's just look error.
What if it's Souk?
That would be awesome. It says the garbage company won't take the jugs. They're considered a biohazard. So why are you peeing in jugs in the first place? Why not just pee outside?
Yeah, I don't. That's the weirdest story. Like, it's just.
Is he a trucker?
They're being a nuisance.
Yeah, but the truckers, they just throw it out the side of the window. Yeah. This is like you're targeting a specific neighborhood repeatedly.
Maybe a trucker who specifically doesn't like certain individuals. I don't know.
Urine dumper. Yeah, here we go. Okay, I'm gonna watch this video.
I prefer piss jugs.
God,
can you say that on the radio?
Maybe. Maybe not.
We're gonna go with it.
We're gonna go with it.
Those are so gross. Like, just looking at the jugs makes me.
Yeah. It's like a milk carton. Have you guys ever been in a spot where you had to pee?
What do you mean?
In something like that, like a Gatorade bottle, water bottle.
Well, I had to squirt. Yeah. I've peed in a Gatorade bottle.
Have you been unsuccessful?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fortunate that I've not been unsuccessful.
There was a guy who lived in my dorms that when he woke up in the morning and it was really cold in the hall and he didn't want to have to go, he would just do it in his bed in a Gatorade bottle.
Wow.
He had a roommate who was incensed every time this happened, but they were good buddies.
The video's not working, though. It's not working.
The original lady is Jessica Walden. She moved here in November from San Diego. Reading this news article is just so hilarious. In January, she too had jugs of urine dropped in her blue bins.
Well, the thing about this, if I remember right when we talked about it, they'll take them if they're put in the trash. But if you put them in the recycle, they won't.
Well,
why are you going there?
You can't put any liquid in the recycling bin.
Right. But the point is, like, if you put them in the trash, it wouldn't be, like, they'll just take them.
What are the odds?
So this is just a weird...
What are the odds that these victims know this person? Is this intentional?
Aren't they all in the same neighborhood?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, why would he... Why would you...
You're assuming it's a he.
I believe the video is assuming it's a he.
Why? Oh, because it looks like a dude?
Yeah.
Did you see that lady who poops on cars in, what was that, Arizona or something?
I did see that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about talking about that today, but I like to piss jugs more than
poop
cars.
Yeah, well, this is local.
Yeah, yeah.
News you can use. Watch out for the urine dumper.
I firmly believe that these people have interacted with this person in some way.
They pissed him off. He was like maybe a former
or they've got like a pride flag and he hates woke people.
Then
why wouldn't you leave it on their doorstep or something? You're putting it in their bin.
Or they both walk dogs and the dog poops in his yard. You know? It's just too targeted.
But I feel like you'd also do something more, if it was to target someone else, you'd do something more inflammatory than put it in the wrong recycle bin.
Could it be maybe just a homeless guy who doesn't want the urine, even if he pees outside, he just doesn't want it around his campsite?
Maybe.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
But if you're driving around, why don't you just find a spot to pee?
Doesn't have a car.
Well, he does have a car.
He does have a car.
Oh, that's right, he does have a car.
He drove up there.
Yeah. I just don't like collecting urine in jugs. Like, where...
What if it's Chance?
Well, that'd be awesome. The worst part is one of the pictures I saw, like, bro, drink some water.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, just looking neat. at the jugs, it's disgusting. Dude. That is not championship level pee.
Drink some water.
God.
Somewhere Tom Herman's shaking his head.
That's right. Where is that guy now? Tom?
Good question. That is a great question.
Yeah, he was the championship levels of hydration with the pee chart on the Longhorns wall.
You remember that?
Yeah, he was going to revolutionize college football by medicine, by science.
When he had the whole Zach Smith thing with that abusive wide receivers coach from Ohio State, he had the whole hook'em.
Tom Herman, out of the game.
Really?
Isn't that wild?
After he left Texas, didn't he go to Houston?
I think that's right.
No, he was at Houston, then he went to Texas.
Oh, sorry, it was the other way around.
Yeah.
So then he left Texas.
Then he went to the Bears.
Oh.
As like an analyst.
Is that where everyone goes to die? Helfrich went to the Bears, too.
Florida Atlantic. He was the head coach at Florida Atlantic.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I knew he got another head coaching gig.
Yeah, but now they fired him.
Why were we so high on him?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Wasn't he like a pretty revered offensive coordinator guy under... Who was he under?
He was the OC at Ohio State.
For...
And Iowa State.
Herb?
That would have been...
I think maybe for Urban, yeah.
So he's an Herb guy and that gave him enough?
Yeah, he was an Herb guy.
Anyway, I'm glad I don't live in Northeast Portland. No piss jugs in my neighborhood.
That's so annoying.
Go like, Vancouver.
Is Portland... Portland has to be the city in the country that gets the most stupid, petty crap
like
this.
It's really bad publicity. It's like stupid publicity.
Yes, well, and it's not really a crime. I mean, I guess it's a crime, but it's not that bad.
It's like, not life or death. It's nothing really crazy.
We are the king of that. Why is that?
But it's like, yeah, somebody sees something stupid, and then 2 weeks later, they're like, yeah, see, now they got piss jugs. God, this town, that town is so dumb.
People are such, I don't know, it's weird. There's something about Portland.
Could it also be the way it's covered?
Or it's just drugs.
Yeah, it's all, like there's nothing else going on of substance, so that's what's running our heads.
Or it's like, I can't talk about Fenny anymore, so it's like, I can't beat to death the homeless situation anymore, so let's dig deep for some piss jugs.
I don't know if you heard, but our president saved 258 million people from fentanyl, so...
Which is like
80% of
75% of our population. Yeah.
Well, he saved me.
Well, he saved all of us, apparently. I mean, just by taking it off the streets.
What
that way you don't
hero.
Walk by. But is the 25% of Americans he didn't save in this town?
Sure seems like it.
Sure seems like it.
They're eating the dogs.
All right, that is in the news May 2nd, 2025. Yeah. Coming up, the 5 o'clock hour. What?
Hey, are you MAGA?
No.
I always
think America's great. I don't think we need to make it more greater. It's already the greatest.
Tell you what, you could be secret MAGA.
That'd be wild.
I mean, you don't really project.
What
that.
Would it be? How?
I think it's. Yeah, you don't really project that, but I'm saying secret MAGA.
I mean, I could probably keep the secret better than anybody. Like, if I was MAGA, I definitely know how everything else works to be anti-MAGA.
Do we have any MAGAs on the fan stuff?
Oh, I don't think we should say that on the air.
Well, we do have one.
Yeah.
But we don't have to. He's our president. A lot of people like him. It's
70
not,
million people voted for
him.
It's
not the worst. I'm just saying, we do have one MAGA. But if we had a secret MAGA.
You think it's me?
I'd think about you. I think it would.
I do know both sides really well. I mean, I worked in the service industry, man. I have to see these people all the time, good or bad, mid-road, doesn't matter.
I don't know the politics of most people on the fan, so I don't even know. Maybe they aren't even secret, or they are MAGA. I don't know. But I would say Dirt is a candidate. I don't know his politics, but I could see him being MAGA.
Secret, yeah, yeah.
Secret MAGA.
About Dusty, MAGA. Growing up out in the country, and
he's corporate boss now.
Coaching out in banks.
I know him too well.
Corporate boss.
He's not.
He MAGA. Just got a pay bump. Maybe he's becoming MAGA with the pay bump.
Mm. I mean, you know,
I know friends that vote that way simply for tax brackets.
Well, yeah. Sook's a J6er. That's already that hay's already in the barn.
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
May 2nd. 2025 loaded third hour coming up. We'll have Joey Harrington up on the bottom of the hour. Plus, what's going on the rest of sports tonight? And then we'll get into the club at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, no hot 5 and 5.
Hot 5 and 5.
Isn't that hot? We don't have that next.
I was going to wait until 5 o'clock.
What? Oh, to say that?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
I stepped all over you there.
It's all right. Stick around. Prime time.
I've got a lot to learn about this job.
It's insane. It's wide back.